HarperCollins presents In a Thousand Different Ways by Cecilia Ahern. Read by Amy McAllister. Blue. I march to the beat of the uneaten apple clunking from side to side in my lunchbox. Roll, thump, roll, thump. It's been in my school bag since Monday. It makes my lunch look healthy, but it stays there for the week, taking hits and getting more bruised by the day. My little brother Ollie trudges along behind me, head down, occasionally kicking stones that dare to block his path. Our house comes into view and I slow. School is too far away in the morning, not far enough away in the afternoon. I study her bedroom window. Curtains drawn messily, like they've been pulled roughly, and some clips have separated from the rings, leaving gaping holes at the top. The ganglies next door have tied back curtains, really fancy, like the ones you draw when you're little and think that's how a house should look. Their front garden is a neat lawn, pretty colourful flowers around the edges, with a red gate that matches the paint around the windows, not like ours. Our grass needs cutting. It reaches above the garden wall like it's desperate to see over the top, maybe escape. But at least the jungle hides some of the overflowing bins. Putting the bins out and cutting the grass was Dad's job. I push our screechy, rickety gate open, past the foul-smelling bins to the blue door, the brass 7 of the 47 slightly crooked. I pick up the warm milk on the step and bring it inside. It's nearly 3 p.m, but the house is quiet and dark and smells of stale morning. The kitchen table is decorated in sugar trails. Our cereal bowls are in the sink, soggy cornflakes floating in sugary yellow milk. Chairs are pulled at odd angles from the table, the scene frozen from 8:30 a.m. Ollie throws his school bag on the floor and falls to his knees at the play box that's filled with mostly broken wheelless cars from my big brother Hugh and my decapitated dolls with no limbs. He plays with his soldiers and wrestlers, making quiet boom bash bosh noises with his lips as they pick up on a battle where they left off. I've never known a child to whisper when they're playing, but he rarely speaks. He's always just there, waiting, like the grass and the bins, silently growing and overflowing. I place my school bag by the chair at the kitchen table where I'll do me homework. I wipe the table and scrape the hardened cornflakes stuck to the edges of the bowls before stacking them in the dishwasher. I pull the curtains open. The grey daylight reveals the dust particles floating in the air. I watch them hover, ear cocked to the silence. My brother Hugh will be home soon. He's older and finishes school at 4. Everything is always okay when he's home. But he's not here now. A pulsating throb in my temple like Morse code tries to tell me something. Nothing is different, but something feels wrong. I tentatively peer upstairs, afraid of what I'll find. On the top step of the staircase, our usually brown carpet looks blue. It looks like ground fog, low and still, resting at the top of the steps. I sniff to see if it's smoke, but it's odourless. I step onto the bottom stair, and the blue cloud slowly moves towards me. Ollie pauses play to watch me. It's an unspoken rule that we don't go upstairs when she's sleeping. "Go outside," I say. He obeys, then I run upstairs through the blue, moving so fast I send it swirling upward in wisps. The blue hue gushes from under her door like there's a smoke machine inside. My heart is pounding as I place my hand on the door handle. She doesn't like to be disturbed. She has trouble sleeping, so when she's sleeping, you don't wake her up. When she's sleeping, you're happy she's sleeping. But this isn't any normal day. I push the door open. The room is completely blue, covered in this odd dawn light. It causes a pain at the back of my eyeballs. I look around for the source of the light. Maybe a new device to soothe her to sleep, but I can't find it. Plus, it's not calming. It feels
Sample complete. Ready to continue?